This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Standing right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Yeah, God bless you guys. I really appreciate you hanging out with me and putting up with my mispronunciations and all kinds of fun stuff. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us. And, first of all, let's start off with this. I am not making fun of Joe's disease, Joey B. All right? Seriously. I feel sorry for him. You've heard us on the show talk about it before. Now, the left goes crazy because, you're not a doctor, you can't say he's sick. I don't, you guys sat around and started talking about how bad Trump was. So, again, the double standard is okay for you, not for us. But really, I really do feel bad for him. I'm irritated at his family. They know what's going on. They know what's been going on with this guy. They know kind of mental state he's in. It's not right. It's just not right. But in that light, he's out in public, he's out in front. I'm not going to not take shots at Harris because she's a female and black female at that. Oh my God, that means she's untouchable? What about me? What if I was a transgender female that identified as being black? Could you touch me then? Would you say the nasty stuff you say about me? See, I think it's just a hatred that they have that has now bubbled up above the skin, and they can't keep it down anymore. Even if Trump wins in a landslide, they are not going to give up. Because he's dipped into their wallets. And when I say that, you know what I mean. They're making all kinds of money on things they should not be making money from. The pedophilia world, the world where, kids are sold into sex slavery, he's shaking that whole thing up. There's people that are around him, people that work for the DOJ that have told me that, he has rattled some cages of people with buku bucks. Seriously. 855, guys, I'm going to say 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. 5563. I don't believe in conspiracies. I don't believe in deep state. I mean, I don't believe in it the way some of you guys do. All right? But I will tell you, man, they're out there and they're out there to get them. So as I said to you before, it's really funny how every time they lose something, they're right on to something else, right? They have forgotten about their obstructionism when it comes to the COVID virus. When Trump wanted to shut things down and they wouldn't let him. They have forgotten all about that. Right? And the DOJ, see, because the DOJ has figured out that the FBI did a lot of illegal and nasty stuff, that they knew that even Strzok today, yesterday, I'm sorry, said that they knew that there was a lot of unverified information in there, but they just felt it was real. Well, gee, just think about that. Come on, think about that. Whether you're a Dem or Republican, you can go to jail if they feel like you're guilty, right? That's just amazing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I told you, we're going to go through some of the stuff that they have put out there, that they've talked about. And they seem to have forgotten about. And it's okay, because it comes from the left. Comes from the left, it's fine. Adam Schiff, who for eons said that he had laid his eyes on the evidence that Trump and Russia colluded with each other. Wasn't he saying that? So if Trump was colluding with the Russians to make so, you know, I mean, to get elected, to make something happen, that means that he got into the presidency illegally, right? That would mean, and they would love this. Okay, that would mean that he went out of his way to take the presidency away from the American public. Just give that some thought for a second. So that would be a treasonous move, right? If Schiff had information to be able to turn somebody in who had committed a treasonous move like that, and he doesn't do it, he's at least guilty of aiding and abetting, is he not? But we still don't know anything. And now, because it seems like nothing is really sticking to Trump, and they want to try to keep him off balance and keep hitting him as hard as they can, Schiff comes out again and says, hey, I have a new whistleblower complaint. And he alleges suppression of the Russian election interference with the intelligence reports that Trump was actually involved in that. So we know the whistleblower. We'll see if this person has anything to do with this. Now, the House Intelligence Committee received a whistleblower complaint claiming Trump administration officials at the White House and the Department of Homeland Security suppressed intelligence reports related to Russian election interference. See, I wonder if there were any whistleblowers that talked about Joe Biden and his son and the deals they made to make those millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars. Just curious. In a statement, Schiff said the former Intelligence and Analysis Acting Undersecretary Brian Murphy filed a whistleblower reprisal complaint on Tuesday. We've received a whistleblower complaint alleging DHS suppressed intel reports on the Russian election interference, altered intelligence to make false claims, and made false statements, and proof that Trump made false statements to Congress. That's according to Adam Schiff. Right? And he didn't put this in the regular news. He doesn't sit down in the regular circuit. No, he tweets it out. So we'll be back more on this and other things, which just shows you the double standards they have. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
An American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought?
I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-4-JOE, 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the trash, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. You know, sometimes I think about stuff during the break that I want to say when we come back, and I forget to write it down, and then I forget what I was thinking about. You know, guys, seriously, there's a lot going on, a lot you can get involved with. If you're near the St. Louis area this Saturday, and you're tired of having tyrannical left-wing politicians think that they can take over your life, and you've just had it. I mean, if you've had it, like I've had it with the mask mandates, the business closures, right, all the civil unrest that the left is actually pushing on us. Now, you know I'm irritated about it. You hear me talk about it every night, and I believe you are based on the emails I'm getting. Why don't you do something a little fun, a little different? Again, I say, if you're in St. Louis this Saturday, September 12th. Go out to the Freedom Tour. All right, it's called Freedom Tour USA. The tour is going on all over the country for the next couple of months. They've got great patriot speakers like Dr. Cordy Williams. We've had him on the show. He's going to be on the show tomorrow night. Stacey Washington, she's filled in for me before. Kevin Jackson, I filled in for him before. Right? And St. Louis's very own Mark McCloskey. Yeah, right. The guy that had the gun. Remember? Right. Oh, my God. He had a gun. Never mind. They're going to have vendors and wine and beer trucks, food trucks, face painters. You know, the kids, for the kids, not for you. Live music from country artist Kofi Anderson. It's going to be a great day for patriotic video. It's going to be a good, old-fashioned Love America Day. You think you can handle that? I think we need that. Just go to 1776 Forever Free, 1776foreverfree.com. Use the numbers. I don't have to tell you that, do I? 1776foreverfree.com to get directions, see all the details. You know, join them. Go there. Be with like-minded people. Have fun in a normal, loving America environment. Again, that's the Freedom Tour USA at 1776foreverfree.com. You know, and this is where I tell you, get involved, get engaged, find like-minded people. So we're talking about, I have to keep talking about it? Yeah, I guess I do. We're talking about Schiff, who now has more information on Russian collusion, right? Now, here's the thing I find interesting about this. So for years, Schiff had laid his eyes on the information. So there's no reason why he shouldn't be able to, tell us or whatever, right? Get it out there, show us what it was. No, it didn't happen. Apparently, Mueller, he failed miserably. He didn't do what they want him to do at all. So after all that investigation, all that money, all those people in that were doing the investigation, he couldn't find this either. And all of a sudden, a whistleblower comes up from nowhere, which would have been a lot safer under Mueller, if you would. All of a sudden, he shows up at Schiff's office. Now they're accusing the DHS officials of misconduct. Now, isn't it funny? When Trump accuses one of the departments of misconduct or doing something wrong, they come unglued. How dare you, accuse of these wonderful law enforcement officials doing, no, they don't have any problem with it. The whistleblower retaliation complaint filed by former acting undersecretary for intelligence, Brian Murphy, outlines grave and disturbing allegations that senior White House and Department of Homeland Security officials improperly sought to politicize, manipulate, and censor intelligence in order to benefit President Trump's politically. Right? This puts our nation and its security at grave risk. Again, no comment. Nobody seems to care what the FBI did to many of these other people, right? Major Flynn, and more than that, obviously. Nobody seems to care about that. There's no investigations going on about that. Republicans pounded back on Schiff immediately, who played a prominent role in promoting the account of the whistleblower at the heart of Trump's impeachment case. And then they go, right, again, another whistleblower complaint pushed into the limelight by Schiff. This one coming shortly before presidential election. I have to say this, and I have to be rude about it. These guys are morons. The more they tell people that he hates immigrants, the more immigrants turn on the Trump. The more they tell these people that Trump hates black people, the more black people come around to vote for Trump. They don't see it. They don't see that the American populace, they have got it. They have figured out what you're doing to a big degree. And all these things coming up just before an election. The committee, though, claims the whistleblower complaint included a disturbing pattern of misconduct by senior Trump administration officials. So when Rice and the rest of them were out on Sundays telling lies about Benghazi, Where were these people then? Where were these investigators? Where were these whistleblowers? This is all about hate for Trump. Actually, it's really all about hate for the American way of life, the real American way of life. An element of the U.S. intelligence community, which Mr. Murphy led from May until August of the year, that was before he was reassigned to DHS's management Directorate. And he served as the principal deputy under secretary in beginning of March of 2018. The complaint alleges repeated violations of law and regulations, abuses of authority, attempted censorship of intelligence analysis, and improper administrative and intelligence program related to Russian efforts to influence the U.S. elections. Schiff went on to call Murphy's allegations serious, saying that they include senior administration officials. But they always have, haven't they? So, here's the deal. Schiff is bringing it forward? Yeah, we're not interested. Because he's claiming that the administration blocked the American people from information. See, he's been called out as the single biggest leaker there, and he doesn't like it. And now the information being put out there, he's not getting it all. And he doesn't like it. Dan Rather said on the Atlantic's Trump story, whether he said, doesn't really care if it's true or not. It's believable to a lot of people. So it's okay. This is how they think. Do you get this? Do you get the fact that if they get total control, and they don't like what you're doing, whether it's law or not, if they don't like what you're doing, you're going to jail. You're probably going to, one of those reprogramming camps, right? You Christians and others, if you think they're going to let you slide, you're out of your mind. Unless you're a Christian that gives into the state, that believes everything the state tells you. Joe Messina, your host, listen to Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There's a new book out due on the 15th of the month from Washington Post journalist Bob Woodward.
It's just another political hit job.
President Trump is defending himself after the book revealed he spoke privately about the severity of the coronavirus while downplaying it to the public. Woodward writes, "The president said in February that the virus was more deadly than the flu, but publicly he said the virus was no worse than the flu." Woodward says in March, the president told him he deliberately played down the threat to avoid a panic. Reporters questioned the president on why he didn't come clean. He said,
"The last thing we can show is panic. or excitement or fear.
Democratic opponent Joe Biden says the president flatly lied to the public.
It was a life and death betrayal of the American people.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Whatever that means. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. All right, head over to the website where you can donate. You can sign up for the email blast. You can, you know, start doing text alerts by texting TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. All right. Dan Rather, former CBS news anchor. Remember that he's the one that left the network for airing false story about George W. Remember that? Didn't think to check it out. Just hated him so much. They hate us so much. So he didn't really check out Bush's military service during the 2004 election. He doubled down this Tuesday on his support for a story in the Atlantic claiming that President Donald Trump disparaged the troops, even though nobody who was actually there had said it's true. Now, the Atlantic cited four anonymous sources who claimed that Trump called American soldiers who died in World War I losers and suckers. Back in 2018, these guys, they're desperate. They are desperate. So the Atlanta filed a story based on anonymous sources. I mean, it's just amazing to me. So we don't know if it's true or not true. Whatever. Anyway, and that claimed that the president actually skipped a visit to a military cemetery because he didn't want to get his hair wet in the rain. Do you hear this? This is coming from the people who had nothing, no problem with a Marine who joined the Marines so he could hold the umbrella over the president's head, right? Right? Think about it. The claims have been disputed on record by well over a dozen sources. National Security Advisor John Bolton, who is not a fan of the president's, right? He's been a real critic, hasn't he? He said, didn't happen. U.S. Ambassador to France, former Deputy White House Chief of Staff, Zach Fuentes, also said, didn't happen. Rather doesn't care, though. Rather hosting a show on Radio Andy, devoted a segment to the Atlanta story, asking callers to react to the story. He asked several whether they believed the allegations were true. Rather, and several callers said that while they could not know for certain, they believed the article's allegations because of other things the president said. Now, let's go a little deeper. Do you really think that one of us patriots would be calling the Dan Rather Show? A man who openly lied about George W. Bush, openly admitted to not doing his homework, and yet still felt like the man was guilty or, you know, did something wrong, even though he had absolutely no proof.
Why would we call him? It's what the Bible calls, it's falling on deaf ears. I wouldn't waste my time. I don't waste my time listening to a show. I don't waste my time calling in or even commenting. I've actually stopped doing a lot more of that on Facebook. It is a waste of your time. Now, if you want to drop a truth bomb and move on, that's one thing. But if you're going to drop something on there and then think you're going to fight out the 500 people who show up, who swoop in, not going to work. Whether he said it or not, it's believable, Rather said. What about the president said terrible things about Senator John McCain? Remember that? He later asked a caller who said that the real suckers and losers weren't those who believed the media. Now listen, here's something else. Again, please, not disparaging a dead man. All right? I mean, if you have got to put things in perspective. How come nobody ever talked about truly some of the nasty things that John McCain did when he was captive? How he treated his men. There's a lot of stories about that from the men that were there. Right? But you won't hear that on the left because it doesn't fit their narrative. It's common to echo through the NBC News White House correspondent Peter Alexander, who said on Friday that whether the story was true or not, it resonates. That's great. Who's it resonating with? Oh, Democrats? They don't need proof anymore, apparently. Rather acknowledge that many Trump supporters didn't believe the Atlantic's allegations. Not just Trump supporters. There are plenty of people in the middle of the road that didn't believe it. These guys don't read anything but their own propaganda. Kept that clean, didn't I? CNN's April Ryan, she's saying that, you know, Trump should be prosecuted by the International Court. Sounds real. CNN analyst April Ryan on Sunday floated the idea of an international criminal court prosecuting President Donald Trump for instigating a race war. Yeah, because that's what they do. You know what's really funny? Most people, when you do the polls, most people say race was worse under President Obama. For a man who's instigating race wars, he's actually getting more votes from Hispanic and black people. What's he got them all fooled? Is that it? President Donald Trump has instigated a race war in America, she said. There's a race war right now because of the president. People are calling me asking if there indeed is a way to get the International Crimes Court to come to deal with this, you know. Right? I've talked to some people who are in intelligence, and they're saying he's done heinous things. Well, we heard the same thing about Obama. Were they pushing for it back then? Probably not. Probably not. This is not the first time it's been suggested that the president might face ICC prosecution. And it's always from a Democrat pushing for it to happen. Right? Tavia Galonsky said that she would refer Trump to the ICC for crimes against humanity after he suggested hydroxychloroquine could be used as an effective treatment for coronavirus. That we now find out is true. We knew it then, too, but whatever. They didn't like it. This is a pattern with them. Have you guys seen this yet? This is a pattern with them. If they don't like it, it's false. They don't care who says what. They don't believe in science. Don't give me that crud. They don't believe in science. They don't believe in medical science. They don't believe it. They are not interested. Glonsky later tweeted that her email address asking for a lawyer on the international level to contact me. Now, according to the report, Law and Crime, the U.S. has routinely rejected attempts by the ICC to prosecute any of its citizens for domestic crimes. You know, isn't that exciting? These people are just nuts. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Race war. This is just amazing. See, the funny thing about this race war, it's not what they say it is. It's those little white punks in the street that are setting fire to buildings in black neighborhoods, that are smashing cars, that are beating people in the streets. White punk Antifa kids. Kids, that's right, you heard me, kids.
Governor Whitmer, my favorite. She opposed Trump's wall. They don't work. They're racist. Why would you do it? The only thing they're made for is to keep people out. We're, oh, well, wait a minute. Now they're building a fence around her house. The official residence of Democrat Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer is in Lansing, Michigan. They'll soon have an 8-foot-high electrified fence surrounding it. Now, the fence and all the other security upgrades will cost the taxpayers $1.1 million on top of the, what, the $3 or $4 million in damage that's already been done or it's cost the city to, I don't know, if you can't say to fight, because they didn't fight anything. Whitmer is a Biden surrogate. She's attacked the idea of using barriers to prevent illegal immigration. She called President Donald Trump's border wall costly and ineffective. In February 2017, nearly a week after suggesting that money for the wall would be better spent elsewhere, $40 billion for the wall, Whitmer tweeted, "Think how many kids that would educate, how many that roads that would build, how many pipes that would fix." She also campaigned against Trump in 2018, saying, "It's time we get back to building bridges, not walls." Now, the Detroit News is reporting that routine maintenance and upgrades are performed as needed to ensure the safety, security, and protection of any sitting governor. And the first family, she added, that, you know, added security could be paid for with, you know, funds from executive office budgets. I love this stuff. I think this is amazing. And the fact that the Dems sit back and don't open their mouth is appalling. Anyway, we'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back.
Yeah.
Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room. Head up, sign up for the email blast. They only go out once a week, people. It's really that simple. All right, let's bring him on. Ken from Massachusetts joins us. Ken, thanks for listening and thanks for calling.
Hey, Joe. Thanks for putting the information out there. You got good talk show. You got good guests and giving people information. I got some information for you out of Boston, Rhode Island area. New York Times, I believe. Don't quote me on it. You can go fact check it. Here's the thing. When I went to go vote for the Kevin O'Connor election and the Republican and the Kennedy Ed Markey election over here in Massachusetts.
Oh yeah.
They ran out of Republican ballots, Joe. I had to call the election commission.
Wow.
Yeah.
They ran out of ballots. What did they do? What did they bring? Did they run some down? Did they have you fill out something different?
No, I had to wait an hour to vote.
Wow. Oh, that's like a mortal sin, isn't it? You can't let anybody wait to vote. That's what we've been told. That's why we have to do it by mail. Wow.
I don't know, but there's a whistleblower I heard out of New York. He's afraid of getting indicted because he might have something to do with it. He knows a little bit too much information. And he said it was the whole Northeast region that's been involved in this for years. We're talking Vermont, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and possibly New York.
I'm going to give that one to Kimberly. She'll have a lot of fun with that one. And gee, maybe we should have... what's his name? Schiff called the guy. Because Schiff seems to be able to find whistleblowers everywhere, doesn't he?
Yeah, I don't know. I had to reach out. Nobody wanted to cover it. My area, Joe.
Wow.
It's all Democrat around here.
Yeah, I'll check into it because we can see that happening all over the place. We had people that weren't enough ballots for people even in the primaries, and they gave people what's called provisional ballots because somebody had come in and already voted in their name, and you're going, no, wait a minute, that doesn't work either because if you vote opposite of the one who voted for you, your vote's wiped out. It's not fair. It's not right. You know,
it's got to be called out, Joe. You know, it doesn't matter if you're a Democrat, Republican, independent, you know, Green Party. This is our constitutional right. This is what our forefathers fought for, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they did. They did.
I'm serious like a heart attack about this, Joe. I'm not too happy that nobody wants to cover the story. It's all, don't talk about it around here. Be careful. You can't talk about it around here. I just need some clarification. Nobody's talking about it.
I will. I promise you I'll look into it. You know, think about the with Kennedy and Markey. That was a shock to me, okay? Not an overly shock, but I'm saying, all right, this shows you that the Kennedys don't have the juice they used to have when you're up against a progressive group of people. Do you agree with that?
I agree. I think that's why the parties have shifted, that the Republicans are more for the working class. You know, there's people around here, a lot of Trump supporters, but afraid to speak out, Joe. Tradespeople, people that work for the unions, and they don't want to lose their jobs. They don't want to speak out, man.
No, I agree with you, and it's too bad. We should never be fearful of casting a vote, to your point. We should never be fearful of supporting and upholding what our founding fathers died to give us, and it's sad that we've hit that point in this country now. But it's very important. You got to get people out. I'm going to look into that. I'll get some more information for you, and I'll look into that, and I'll let you know about it. Ken, thanks for listening. Right. Thanks for calling.
Good job, Joe. Thank you.
Yep. You know, if you see anything like that in your area, let me know. Because, you know, I don't know if some of you know it, but I was on Monday, I did a telethon all day about election integrity. Exactly this kind of stuff. And the Election Integrity Project, they're trying to get together a group of attorneys ready to go on this stuff. We've seen this happen. I won't say I'm a victim of it, but I've been seen it happen right in front of my eyes. And in California, they're supposed to clean up 1.5 million duplicate ballots, voters, people that are voting in other states now that we still have them voting here. It's not right. And to Ken's point, this is our constitutional right. My vote doesn't count if somebody else is knocking out my vote with my name. Come on, let that sink in for a second. And we're seeing more and more of this stuff. I did the story, what was it, last week? A judge threw out 50,000 ballots because of major irregularities on the ballots. In L.A. in the last 2018 election, in Orange County, California, which has been still conservative, okay, voted conservatively for years. Now, usually when places are taken over, when it takes a while, it doesn't happen overnight. Somehow, the Republicans who went to bed, who had won their seats on the night of the election, 2 days later, had lost their election. Somehow, when they knew how many votes were needed, they showed up. This is crazy. And nobody's going to fix it anytime soon. They're not going to want to. This is why the president has got to get... He has to get the Senate with a couple of extra votes, not one, not two, but a couple more extra votes, and he's got to get the House by a comfortable margin. Really that simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. Even even Megyn Kelly is taking a beating. She slammed Kamala Harris for saying that she's proud of Jacob Blake. This shows you the dementia of the left, right? I want you to think about this. Kamala Harris, and take notes, she's proud of Blake, a man who's accused of breaking into a sleeping woman's house, sexually assaulting her, humiliating her, and later returning to harass her. Then the cop she called for help says he resisted arrest. He assaulted them, went for a knife, and she's proud of that. Does it not show you where she stands? What side of the aisle she's on, if you would? It's sick. They're sick people. And I'm not just saying, look, if you're an old timer and you've been listening to the show for any length of time, you know in the early days, I never allowed anybody to call them sick. But when you start seeing the stuff we see, what they're allowing, what they're keeping quiet about, it's sick. And now he's paralyzed. Everybody feels bad for him. And it has many, black and white, have said, if you did what you were told to do, if you didn't, you know, there's a restraining order there, he goes in, he sexually assaults somebody, we're supposed to feel bad for him? This is where the left has gone. The left is, look, they are supporting illegal immigration. They want no borders. They want to defund the police. And don't believe that lunatic who said, here, I'll just go there. It was a story I was going to do anyway. Biden claims that Trump is the only person calling to defund the police. Well, was he Twilight Zone binging over the weekend or something? Joe claims on Tuesday that President Donald Trump is the only person calling to defund the police. In the aftermath of the tragic death of George Floyd, there's been loud anti-law enforcement rhetoric and calls to defund police departments. He said, I not only don't want to defund the police, I'm the only one calling for $300 million more for local police and community policing. I also think we should add social workers and psychologists to help on 911 calls. Yeah, that works. Why not train the police a little better on how to handle maybe domestic calls? One of the most dangerous calls a cop goes out on. And you know why it's dangerous? It isn't dangerous because he sticks his head in the middle of the fight and they start pounding on him. It isn't dangerous because he's ambushed. It's dangerous because usually one of the two parties decides they don't want to press charges. They want the cops to take the hand off their spouse, and they end up getting shot or hurt or otherwise. The only person calling to fund the police is Donald Trump, Biden said. Look at his budget. He calls for cutting police funding for state and local by $400 million. Once again, he's pathological. Well, that's not quite true. Yeah, there are programs that Trump wants to do away with. He wants to take money away from police departments that are, or cities / police departments that aren't enforcing the law. Why give them money for something they're not doing? Right? I mean, for a guy that wants to defund the police, for a guy that is trying to hurt police departments, then all those police associations that gave him their endorsements, they must be a little whack, don't you think? A little mentally deranged? Why would any police department across the country that have almost always strictly endorsed Democrat candidates now endorsing Donald Trump? Oh, I know what it is, because he wants to pull funds from them. No, the truth of the matter is he does want to pull, in plain simple English, money from police departments, right, that start to adopt extreme policies. I don't blame him. I would too. If you're not protecting your people, you don't deserve any money. Joe Messina, your host, if you listen to The Real Side, God bless. Thanks for being with me. Thanks for putting up with me. And tell your friends, your loved ones, and maybe some that don't like you that much about the show. Talk to you soon. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.